Well, joining me now on the Sunday Spin is State Senator Dan Biss. He's a Democrat from Evanston, and the senator is the chairman of Leading Illinois for Tomorrow to give voters a chance to lift up our state, or LIFT, and that's a new federal political action committee, and you've probably seen or heard these ads that seek to link Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Senator, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what truly is the purpose of LIFT?
Well, here's what we're trying to do. As you know, Governor Rauner and a couple of his friends have put just a completely unbelievable amount of money into campaigns in this election cycle. But they're not only putting money into campaigns; they're putting money into a general effort to communicate to the public, broadly speaking, what they think Republicans are about and what they think Democrats are about. And, you know, in my opinion, they're communicating very unhelpful or even inaccurate information. And so what LIFT is trying to do is to communicate a different point of view about the basic values and principles of the Republican and Democratic parties, and in particular what the people of Illinois should expect to see in the way of approach and solutions from Republicans and Democrats.
Well, and I know that's been one thing you've been concerned about, even before these advertisements, is a feeling, and maybe I'm too broadly characterizing this, but a feeling that Democrats aren't communicating an alternative message to the Republicans.
That's right, Rick. And as a matter of fact, last time I was on your show, it was to talk about a different, but I think very related project of mine that I've been calling Road Back Illinois, where I've done a series of essays and videos talking about what I think the solutions for the state of Illinois that are consistent with Democratic and progressive values look like. Well, one thing you'll notice if you go to liftillinois.com, it's got a lot of public policy ideas about how to fix Illinois' problems in a way that strengthens the middle class, strengthens the economy, fixes our budget, creates equal opportunity for all, reforms our political system, reforms our tax code, and so forth. Now, we're running 30-second ads on TV. You can't go into a lot of policy detail in 30 seconds, but those ads direct people to this website. I think it's one more step toward positioning Democrats to really start tackling and solving Illinois' problems in a way that is not only consistent with our values, but advances our values.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, and this is just my view, but it's too much of this he said, or she said kind of thing, where you're not communicating more of a positive or that kind of thing. Neither side has really done a good job of communicating a positive.
Well, I don't think that's unfair. You know, it's tricky in a 30-second advertising environment, and frankly, it becomes a little bit of an arms race where when one side is saying incredibly negative things, the other side feels like they have to keep track. You know, our first ad, and we have a series of ads, and some of them are more have more positive content than others, but our first ad is the one that got a lot of attention that intersperses statements that Donald Trump has made that are, I think, repulsive to the overwhelming majority of people in Illinois, with Bruce Rauner saying, "I'm going to support the Republican nominee." Now, that's not a positive message. I'm not going to try to pretend it is. But I think it's an important message. I think that for most people in America right now who are just somewhat interested in government and politics, the thing most on their minds is, holy cow, what is going on with this presidential election? What is this man doing? How dare he behave this way? And it seems to me the governor of Illinois should have a pretty clear position on all of that. And I've been appalled and a little bit embarrassed for him that he doesn't have a clear position.
No, and indeed, every time that he's asked about the presidential race or, frankly, about his financial stake in even these legislative races, which we'll talk about in a minute, but whenever he's asked about it, he basically says, I've said everything I'm going to say about the presidential race, and that He doesn't have any real interest in the nitty-gritty of the legislative races. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We're speaking with Daniel Biss, state senator, Democrat from Evanston. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
We don't suck anymore. We don't suck anymore. We don't suck anymore like we used to do. We don't lose anymore. What was all of that for? We don't suck anymore like we used to do.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin, the celebratory Sunday Spin. It's a little bit of music I actually played last week on the show. Yes, we don't suck anymore. Oh, God bless Chicago, you know? God bless the Cubbies. We're speaking with Dan Biss. He's state senator, Democrat from Evanston, and the senator is the chairman of LIFT, Leading Illinois for Tomorrow, and that's the federal PAC that's been running ads about Donald Trump, kind of linking him to Governor Rauner. And, Senator, I wanted to talk to you about the unprecedented amount of spending that's going on in these legislative races, some of it being driven by the governor himself. I have a story in the Sunday Final talking about that the fact that the governor has spent out of his personal or campaign funds or family funds that he's made $46 million in contributions this year. When he ran for governor, his personal spending was $27.5 million. We know this election's getting personal. We know it's a Bruce Rauner versus Michael Madigan kind of fight. But I'm curious, in the end, even if some seats do change either way, does it really change the dynamics of Springfield?
Well, it's a great question, but I just want to start by talking about some of what you said, even though you didn't frame it in question form.
Okay.
I want your listeners to understand how unprecedented this is, how obscene this is, how much more money this is than it used to be spent even very, very recently in state-level elections. We are moving very rapidly in a very, very dangerous direction. And that I think, it's ugly. It is very bad for democracy, and it's bad for the legislative process because it creates a situation where legislators feel that a tiny number of people can essentially throw them out of their job as retribution for a particular vote. So I just want to stress that, you know, because we are used to hearing, you know, for years and years about how problematic money in politics is, we can somehow hear those numbers like the $46 million you said and just assume it's always been like that or been like that for a decade. It hasn't. This is new. It's dangerous. It's scary. We've got to figure out a way to move away from this. But to your question, what difference will it all make? I don't know. And I think you asked the question in a way that is understandable and fair, and I don't blame you for it. But I do think that as long as we think of this as the personality-driven battle between Mike Madigan and Bruce Rauner, the outcomes for the state will not be good. These are two very, very tough, stubborn people. And if the question is, who's going to blink first? The answer is probably neither one, and the state will continue to be harmed. What we need to do is to find a different path out of this. We need some flexibility. We need the governor to put aside the parts of his agenda that Democrats are never going to be willing to participate in. We all need to recognize, especially the governor who has had trouble recognizing this, that we have divided government, and divided government is a time for small, modest, moderate goals. And we need to find a way to do it that doesn't focus on the scorecard questions of who's winning, who's losing, who's tough, who's blinking, who's caving. Those are questions that will lead the state in a dangerous direction, or rather will lead the state to continue down the dangerous path that it's already on.
Well, when we talk about the money, and I've talked to House Republican Leader Jim Durkin and Senate Republican Leader Redonio, and when I ask them about the unprecedented input of money from the governor, they say, well, that's just to, you know, he's providing equal resources to what the Democrats have traditionally gotten through their allies in organized labor and from the trial lawyers.
I mean, I have a lot of respect for those two people. I think they're they're good, well-intentioned people, though I don't always agree with them on policy. But I have to tell you, Rick, that statement is just false. I mean, that's a numerical assertion that's just wrong. The $46 million number you cited is just, you know, an awful lot more money than labor unions and trial lawyers ever used to contribute to elections. And I suspect it's more money than labor unions and trial lawyers will contribute this year, even though they're doing their best to keep up. And you know, there's a lot that can be said about what was wrong with Springfield and state government before Bruce Rauner got there. And I'm not someone who ducks that or pretends that everything was perfect until Bruce Rauner was inaugurated. That's not the case. But the level of control that he seeks to exert on the Republicans whose campaigns he funds is a whole new and different level. You know, you can argue about whether Democrats were too close to labor unions or not close enough to labor unions back, you know, before 2014. Different people have different views on that. But it's just a fact that Mike Madigan and John Collerton as the leaders and lots and lots of rank-and-file Democrats took plenty of actions that the labor unions didn't like on a whole variety of different issues.
Including the pensions.
Including pensions, including collective bargaining reform for state employees, including retiree health care, including lots of issues in recent years. And again, some people think that's great. Some people think it's terrible. Some people think it's way too much. Some people think it's not enough. But the bottom line is that as a matter of, you know, facts, Democrats tried to be very close to labor unions for philosophical reasons, but also split off from them on a regular basis. The governor has not exhibited a willingness to allow the Republicans whose campaigns he's funding to split off from him ever, no matter how strongly held their principle in a different direction might be. That's a problem.
And frankly, there probably won't be an answer to the problem of the cash exertion in politics unless the U.S. Supreme Court acts differently.
Well, I think the U.S. Supreme Court is part of the problem, although I will tell you, frankly, people like to point to the Citizens United decision, which was a horrible and destructive decision. They like to point at it as the root of all problems, and I would say that as bad as it is, it's not the root of these problems. These are, you know, when Bruce Rauner writes a personal check, that's not about corporations having free speech rights. That's about Bruce Rauner having free speech rights. What we need to do is put more effective contribution limits into the system, because although we theoretically have contribution limits, Governor Rauner's been able to contribute, as you said, dozens and dozens of millions of dollars. If you were to have more effectively written designed contribution limits, that would help. If you had better disclosure, that would help. And if you had small donor matching programs that said, hey, if a given candidate has the support of lots and lots of small donors giving $5, $10, $25 a piece, that money is matched so the person can become competitive without the help of the billionaires. That's the most effective way to push back against this without requiring any change on the national level or from the court system whatsoever. I think we've got to try to do that in the meantime, because I don't think we can afford to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse Citizens United. They have to do that. I believe they will eventually do that, but in the meantime, we have to act.
That's Daniel Biss, state senator, Democrat from Evanston. He's also the chairman of Leading Illinois for Tomorrow, the federal political action committee that is running TV and radio advertising. Senator, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, and go Cubs go.
Go Cubs go. We'll be back with more right after this.